You should introduce it. He's Santa Claus. It's Christmas. It's going to come out on Christmas.
That's an odd thing. We're going to start recording. Oh, okay. Now, you're going to be Santa Claus.
That's right.
You need a little build-up to that, I would think.
Welcome to the Dead Zone Podcast. Dead Zone is the sci-fi tabletop miniature skirmish game from Mantic Games. And now, here are your hosts, Rob Harper and Jack Fike. I am your announcer, William Randolph Wintergreen.
Welcome to a special Christmas episode of Dead Zone the Podcast. In this episode, we have not one, but two unboxing. One is naughty, one is nice. You'll have to listen to figure out which is which. As always, you can go to deadzonegame.podbean.com to see all the pictures, or you can go to youtube.com/c/deadzonethepodcast for the video version of this show. Now on to the unboxings. Welcome to a very special Dead Zone the Podcast, 78.5. We promised an unboxing for Christmas because it's under the tree. We have a double unboxing.
Yes, yes, the presents, they're finally wrapped, all prepared, a little bow on top.
Yep, we'll get some Kris Kringle crinkle crinkle.
Yes, prepare to have your ears bombarded with the sound of various wrappings and plastics and all manner of nonsense.
Oh, I'm Rob, by the way.
And I'm Jack.
And this is Dead Zone the Podcast. We're going to unwrap first Star Saga, because we feel like the crazy box is going to be crazy. And last time we unboxed a crazy box, we ended up putting together mechs that people see at the Mech Zone game at Adepticon that are pretty crazy.
Yes, yes.
So this time we're going to start with Star Saga. I haven't even been drinking yet. Star Saga, and then we'll move on to the crazy box.
Yes, the tag says, to the Dead Zone Podcast, from Santy.
Yes. And this Star Saga box has been opened, but only enough to see what it was, because I wasn't sure which box it was. But for once, Jack, there was no pre-unboxing boxing. This is a Christmas miracle.
That is yet to be seen. Those claims have been made before.
And I think there's shrink wrap on it.
Evidence to the contrary has always been shown to your falsehoods have been glaring.
It's got bubble wrap. Ah.
Look at that.
Oh, there's the inserted card. That was the problem for why we didn't get it earlier.
There are. Yes, many cards. Many, many cards.
No, it isn't a single card.
Kirby. Hey, Kirby.
Oh, maybe it was all like the stat cards. That's why they had to put it in there.
Yes.
You couldn't play the game without it. It is Kirby. These cards are actually larger than I expected.
Yeah, there's no way you'd slip them into like a...
little thin, but I like the artwork on them.
Yes. Nice rounded corners.
As a professional, how do you feel about these items?
They're here in our hands, and that is all that matters.
I like the backs. The bad guys have different backs than the good guys. That's cool.
The blue and the red must correspond with the color of the miniatures inside, so that you know exactly what's doing.
Oh, maybe. And look, to be proof that it's never been unboxed, it is shrunk wrapped.
It is shrunk wrapped.
We have the special box.
Now, what's on there? It looks like a test tube full of small tentacled creatures.
It's true. Or microbes. Maybe that's the plague.
That could be the plague. That could be the essence of plague, just distilled down into a tasty beverage.
There is nothing on the back of the box, because this is the Kickstarter, so you don't have to sell it. So
there's some holes on the front there you might be able to get your fingernails into.
Well, you have fingernails? I do not.
I do not have fingernails either, but I do have perseverance.
An hour later, we take the shrink wrap off.
Yeah.
We don't have any sharp implements anywhere near us.
No, that I asked beforehand and we didn't think, and now this is the results of that. This is there we go. We're hoisting our own petard. There we go. I'm gonna open it up right now. Rob's still rattling around in the kitchen looking for something.
Well, we know we'll need a knife for the next unboxing.
And here we go. I have released the beast. I have opened the box to reveal
a book
with the artwork we've seen many times.
This, I think, is the actual box artwork when the retail box will be coming.
What will be on the front rather than our special...
Special.
Special. Oh, it is just a little cardboard...
Oh, neat. It's like a poster.
Just to kind of you know, make a nice presentation. You open the top up, you get this, and then you can reveal the bits inside. Oh, there's a lot of bits.
There is a little clip piece to go on the side of the characters to keep track of their health, I think. Or whatever it's, whatever they, oh, experience, I think that's what's on the side.
Stat line on the side?
This reminds me of hosts on, Betrayal at Hosts on Haunted Hill or whatever it is.
Yes,
which
yes.
They sucked. Hopefully these ones work better than those ones.
Where it was a round thing and you kind of pivoted around the, yes.
It was terrible. They never worked. These ones hopefully will work better than that. What else we got in here?
Well.
We got dice. Those dice are rather pink. Do you find those dice pink?
They are distinctively pink. They are not red dice. They are
pink and blue.
It looks like if you were to, you know, go to a baby shower. And
yeah.
You knew the gender of the, if you knew the sex of the child, you would bring one of those too.
So far there's three different types and sizes of, card, which, that'll be annoying for people who sleeve their cards.
Well, you couldn't sleeve the big ones, obviously. These ones
maybe
here.
Maybe you can buy sleeves that big, but I'm not sure.
Would you even bother sleeving the cards though?
I wouldn't, but some people do. These little ones, there's games, board games that have size, that little size. And these other ones look like standard size, playing card size. The Nexus cards. There is a lot of plastic in here.
Yeah, so what are we going to do? Are we going to pull it all out and take a look at each individual, or is that too much to ask?
No, we should do that.
Okay.
Let's just get it all out of the box first. And then
we'll pile it all up.
Yeah.
Outside.
Yeah, I have to clear the box out of the way. Oh.
Oh, and there's more underneath. We've revealed more underneath the plastic tray that held the miniatures and such, and now we have, which is good, we have an instruction booklet, and we have the tokens, the pre-punched out tokens in the cardboard.
And a dice bag. It's actually a nice quality dice bag. Oh, it's actually fabric.
Is that special to the Kickstarter?
I believe so, yes. Hmm.
They almost got the insignia in the center.
Yeah.
And it is even almost-er straight.
Yeah, it's a little off.
But beggars can't be choosers. And we've got...
it's a free item.
But it must be a mechanic of the game that it requires something like this, right?
I don't think so. I think it's just a little bonus for people. Might have been a Kickstarter...
A stretch goal or something?
Stretch goal, yeah.
Well, isn't that a pleasant surprise?
There's miniatures falling everywhere.
And by that, one baggie tipped off the table.
I just want to show all the cardboard tiles. I expected more tiles, actually.
Hey, is that one a slice of pizza?
Nah. That's a reference to Andrew from Family Gamers.
Yes.
The tiles are nice, though. They're straight. They're actually flat, which is rare for tiles coming out of a box.
Usually, once they're die cut, they come out all
warpy.
But yeah,
it's actually a nice thickness.
Nice thickness, and there's a pattern on there.
Yeah, like a weave. You can see it's not just cardboard. It's got a little toughness to it.
I think these look like they'll last. That's good.
Yeah, you can always get the. MDF ones that they offer too. I guess they're going to be for sale later.
MDF ones, really?
Yeah, from a different company. Is making MDF ones. We never did it because we thought that was excessive.
Yeah. Those will last a long, long, long time.
Let's start with the scenery. I guess some of the scenery people were complaining was warped. So let's check this out.
Okay, so we have a baggie just chock full of scenery bits and.
It is rubbery, kind of a rubbery material.
Wow, it is.
It's kind of neat. Let's lay it out a bit here.
Display it prominently for our viewers at home who are going to be looking at the pictures and seeing what we're talking about. Yeah, it's. I don't know what kind of material it's made of. I probably
PVC of some sort, I guess.
Should, so that I can be a...
Informed
presenter, but...
These are tables this way.
These look like they'd be fun to paint, actually.
I could see some of the tables are a little warped.
Yeah, some of the legs, in particular, like they look like a console, like the bridge crew would be using to fly the ship.
But I guess hot water just fixes them right up.
Yeah.
A lot of computer screens, a lot of gun racks, which are cool. get a picture and then we'll discuss, because I'm sure Jack wants to look at all this stuff closer because he loves scenery.
I'm eyeballing it right now and I'm just imagining the possibilities, especially on those tanks, the painting.
Yeah, they're kind of cool.
What you could do.
Yeah, you could do something in the tanks.
You could do something in the tanks.
I really like the weapon racks because those are actually guns. It's not just some random gun. Those are actually the guns from
the game.
GCPS guys.
Yeah. No, there's a lot of possibilities.
A little bookshelf. Yeah, the only thing, the table's a little bit warped on the legs. But.
And really, we have one of those consoles that looks fine, and the other one looks like it's had a couple wobbly pops.
Yeah, it's, once again, this stuff is like a PVC. I guess if you just heat it up, you can fix it pretty quickly. Even this is like, I always find like, you can bend it and then it just goes back into the wrong shape. Like it has a memory.
Yeah, so you have to create a new memory for it with the hot water, and you have to hold it and then, or rush it under some cooler water, and then that's its new memory. And then after that, it's fixed. It's not that difficult. In fact,
and it's also, tables and stuff, which really, unless it's part of the actual game, how much will you actually put this on there? Unless it's imperative to the game.
Yeah, that's a good question.
If it's just scenery, I think a lot of this would be like skipped.
If it says, you know, for the final boss fight, this is, you need one tank and two desks in there.
Unless there's rules for maybe its cover.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you have to add that in there to do the scenario, but I don't know.
I don't know either. We'll have to read the book. We've had an opportunity to read the book. We've just been busy. Now we're doing the doors here, which are obviously hard plastic, as you can tell by the noise.
And the doors and everything have this the Mantic aesthetic. The smaller...
Yeah, I was going to say these look like the Defender Shield.
They do. They look like a Defender Shield and like a Battlezone Terrain made sweet, sweet love on prom night. And this is their dumpster baby.
Ew. Dumpster baby, that's not funny.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Yes, they're just doors. They're hard plastic, though. So, obviously they're all straight. This would be something that I guess they had to do in hard plastic. That'd be easy to warp, because it is just a big flat panel.
Yeah, and I suppose whoever's doing the manufacturing, what kind of molds they have, how many they have to do of each, there's probably a ton of the, you know, the dotted I's and crossed T's you have to figure out before you do the manufacturing, and they've got a reason that that's like that, so.
And I did, like, there's two different types of big ones, and I think there's three different types of small ones, at least very similar. There's two with holes in them, and then four without holes, but I think. Doors, not that interesting, but once again, imperative to the game. Now we got colored plastic here. We got blue, and we have a reddish red. So I guess those dice are supposed to be red, not pink, but. Oh, and we have one gray miniature. We have a pre-made. Let me cut this open here.
Yeah, that's a.
It's a aberration, but he's already pre-made. Hard plastic too. It feels like, because the one you have is he hard plastic? Was he like that?
I don't know. I did the hot water treatment on him, and he's.
Well, if that worked, he's not hurt plastic.
Then. He's in a very different stance, so I don't believe, but I don't know exactly how I got him to move. Maybe I used...
But he's cool. It's nice detail. I don't see any mold lines, do you?
No. I looked because where the head met the body, I had a little trouble. But these, look at those details. These details, I think, are better than the ones that I got. In fact, on the spines on mine, there was mold lines, and there was some other stuff. And this is a superior model. You might not be able to change it up and tweak it and do whatever you feel like. But I remember the face on mine was really kind of mushy. And that you can see,
you can see all the teeth.
You can see the teeth on mine. It just didn't have that.
Yeah, he looks good.
Yeah.
So that's only a non-blue and red one. We want to go for blue or red first?
It does not matter to me.
We'll go for blue. Okay. I think they're the enemies. Can't tell. Maybe not. No, I think they're the good guys. We got a nameless. We have a four-armed guy. Do you remember what those guys are called?
No.
We have their survivor, new sculpt. I think that's the third sculpt for the survivor.
Oh, yeah.
We got Blaine. We got... that sister of Nikolovsky there. And we got Hacker Half-Tail, I believe, a new Hacker Half-Tail. And a little case.
So, yeah, these are new sculpts, and obviously they're blue because of game.
If you don't want to have to paint them, at least they're blue.
But I suppose if you wanted to, you could paint them and leave the base the red or the blue. That way you'd know one or the other. And if you didn't know off the top of your head what it was representing, you could leave it like that. If you really wanted to start throwing paint on plastic.
Oh, yeah, I think we're going to paint them. There's a first nameless, though, that we've... first Dead Zone nameless right here. Well, I guess it's not Dead Zone, technically.
That's a fine line. It's just a whisper of a line now between the two.
I guess true with the Forum guy, because he's a Dreadball guy, too. He's got no weapons except for one knife, which is kind of cool.
Well, there you go.
Hacker Half-Tail. Let's see his tail. Yes, he has. He seems like he has half a tail. Kind of just ends. That's a nice skull for a hacker, too, actually.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't mind the one that they had before, but again, you had to choose the arms that you had, and you had to position them and stuff. This is a pretty vehemently pose he's in. It's not a dynamic high-flying. He looks like he's lurking. He's skulking.
This Blaine is very similar to the Warpath Blaine with the Skeksi gun.
Yep. He pushed a gun barrel through a Skeksi skull, and now he's parading around with his giant shoulder pads and his magnificent cape.
Kieran Nikolovsky looks really nice. There's a lot of detail for one-piece minis. Or they're assembled minis, I guess.
Yeah. So, are you going to take a picture of them in a group, or are we going to...
I already did.
Okay.
Next bag. The sound of plastic being cut. What do we got here?
Little bits. We got a little something there, whatever that is.
Mines.
Oh, they are.
And the gun turrets, which Jack was excited about.
They'll be in Dead Zone.
You'll actually use the engineer?
With Overwatch.
We got Kirby. We got the dwarf guy, the engineer. We have Delinsky. We have the vampire weird vampire medic. We got the devil. And we have Wrath.
See, most of those we've already seen plenty of iterations of. These are the heroes of the game. This is the A team of you know what they've been using is at the forefront, the flagship models that they've been using. So we've seen them all, but this is the first time I've seen up close the vampire. And you said he's a medic.
It's a girl, and yes, I believe so.
That's a girl.
I believe so.
Oh, well, she's horrifying.
I think it's supposed to be a girl.
She is horrifying. She looks like something from Babylon 5.
Yeah, it does have that feel. Once again, pretty good details.
I think we were doing a hobby hangout very recently, and we were discussing how Mantic Games has really embraced the full sci-fi. You know, some games are sci-fi gothic, some sci-fi fantasy, and they're all, you know, that is a thing. But everyone else is doing that. And it's very rare you get a sci-fi, heavy, hard sci-fi game. And I think it's nice that that's the direction Mantic's going.
Yeah, for sure.
I think there's a barrier to entry that people look at it. And it's just that alien and that you need something to, you know, that you can. Some people just aren't into sci-fi and they need something familiar to lure them in. But for me, having a vampire looking creature like that beside a little robot with his arms sticking out like that, who I think a different flight stand would be in order.
Yeah, I guess that's a lot of people are saying. They're cutting off the flight stand and putting a plastic one in there. And his arms are very delicate, and they're kind of misplaced. Or he has a weird stance. Right now, he looks like he's holding something and about to stab it.
It looked like you could put another miniature in there, and it looks like it's got it by the throat, and he's going to drill into his skull. Or her. I'm not ruling out the possibility of a woman having her brain drilled into.
By Kirby. And the last bag of hero miniatures.
And Kirby, in my mind canon, talks like Claptrap. I don't care if that may or may not be the case.
Oh, see, in my mind canon, he talks like Bob from the Black Hole.
Ooh, that is a good call.
Actually, these ones aren't heroes. These are the bad guys. That's weird that they've chosen to put some more bad guys in blue. Just to be confusing, I guess.
What if they're anti-heroes? What if they're the Wolverine or the another Deadpool of the Mantic universe? Right? They're good guys, but...
Well, I think these are the big bad guys. They're the end guys. Maybe that's why they get the blue, but that's still a little confusing. I wish they had chosen another color for these guys.
We don't know the mechanics or the reason why, so that's just us speculating at this point.
We got another little bag with stuff in it. And then we got the, obviously the Chovar is what everybody's raving about. He is pretty magnificent.
Yeah, he is. He is a delight. I would say that you could take the old Chovar that we have. You could just, I don't know, feed it to wild animals because it is no longer. This is the wave of the future for the Chovar.
And there's a lot more tentacles on this guy with a lot of stuff in his hands.
Yes, they don't all necessarily need to be as encumbered. But certainly the ridges on the backs, it looks like all the bits on the floor, the ends of the tentacles that are his legs.
Yeah, very cool.
Yes. And you say everyone's raving about him as he's like the...
Well, even Coach has said he's been on the record for hating Chovar, and he said he loves that model.
He has spewed much vitriol and hate and malice towards the Chovar in the past. So there you go.
I do like the Monarch. He's a renegade peacekeeper. I like his little bullpup gun in his hand.
21!
Wrong, Monarch.
Oh.
There's the evil doctor. Once again, his tentacles are doing some crazy things. He's got one right in front of his face. And it might need some hot water to fix that one.
Yeah, yeah. And I suppose since they've been sealed in the bag,
Oh, yeah, for months.
That now that this is your opportunity. You have to give them the old hot water bath anyways. Make them a little more dynamic. Spread some stuff out.
Yeah. And then there's the security leader who looks like he's bored because he's checking his watch.
Yeah, that's the one Coach said was me. I don't know what he meant by it, but...
Always checking your watch, that's you.
I guess so.
All right, let's break into these red bags now. These are the minions.
Minions.
Looks like we got some plague here. No, no, not all plague.
Not all plague.
We got
mostly not plague.
Actually, I think it's four GCPS and two plagues. Plague guys look like they're directly from Dreadball. He looks like he's got a football helmet on.
I heard rumor that the GCPDS were slightly different.
Well, I think someone said they were bigger, slightly taller.
I think they do look a bit beefier and a bit taller.
Well, especially compared to the original Warpath ones, those guys are little.
Yeah,
but, I bet they wouldn't be. They're maybe like they'd be a few inches taller to scale. You know,
as in like the difference in sizes people have. In
well,
general.
Look at these two right here.
Yeah,
there's one shorter, one taller one.
Yeah, so I think the...
And one's pointing. He must be a leader.
He doesn't have his foot up, though.
No. So he's only a sub-leader. But look at this one plague. He looks like he's a football player running for a touchdown.
He does look like he should have a Dreadball ball tucked under his arm. He's doing the Heisman stance.
Yep. And let's see. I think we have a few of these sets. We have one, two... is this one different? Yes, that one's different. Is this one different? Yes, that one's different. We have three sets, three bags of those guys.
That we just described. The one we opened and we've just manhandled. There's two more bags of those, so we're gonna skip ahead.
And I believe the rest are all the same, too, but I'll have to check.
Okay.
So I think there's three more bags of these minions. I think it's some more of the GCPS.
Ooh.
Actually, I forgot to take a picture of these guys, didn't I? No, I think I did. We have an armless person.
Yeah, we have a guy missing arms.
That's weird.
That is very weird.
I think,
We might have to be,
contacting, Mantic, or he's a, poor guy. He was, wounded in battle. And both, he got into a chess match with a Wookiee, because he got both of his arms ripped off.
Yes, yes. So eventually we'll have to jury-rig some robotic arms for him so he can live out his days being able to comb his hair and eat his cereal.
I'm opening another bag to see if they're all like that. Which guy is it here?
Yeah, it's hard to tell because they all have arms.
I know these guys are different. Because there's this guy. He's not in that group. It's a weird mix.
That is a weird mix. Because there are some that are the same. Clearly they're the same. And then there's some that are different.
I'm going to open a third bag, see how it pops out here. Is there any armless wonders? So let's see. We got that guy. We have lots of this girl.
Yeah. It is weird. We're gonna have to look at the item list and see what's.
I guess this one's different.
What's yeah, doing? Yeah, because she goes with her.
So we got three of them. Three of them. Yeah, this guy. It's weird. The guy that has no arms. I don't see anybody else like him.
Does.
And then we got a GCPS guy here. Oh, it's this guy here. I think. Is it that guy there?
Yes, it is. Okay. Yes. So there is definitely a problem here. Someone forgot to put his. Since it is a two-armed, one-gun piece, it looks like it was molded as one piece, and we just didn't get to. He slipped through the cracks in the old. He's not armed.
He's unarmed.
He doesn't have the right to bear arms.
So yeah, it's weird. Each bag wasn't identical, but it looks like we got a strange mix. Coach was saying he got a strange mix too, so I wonder if it's supposed to be like that, but I bet he had a guy with arms.
Yeah. Maybe as minions go, you need so many with a bare minimum of so many with a gun, so many with a baton, so many with a thing. And then after
like
that,
these girls are, and this guy here are obviously met lab techs because they just have swords and a pipe and they're wearing like more lab suits.
So it must not be imperative that there's the maximum amount of all of them, but yeah, it is imperative that one guy has arms.
So we'll have to contact Mantic and say, give me my arms back.
Yes. They've been very good that we've had.
That's the only model that was up, though.
So far, yeah. Like, we've of all the stuff you've purchased, we've purchased thousands of miniatures, and two or three we've had problems with, and they were.
Yep, they were nice enough to fix them pretty quick.
Post-haste. There was no problems, no questions, no nothing, so.
Well, I think that wraps it up. That was Star Saga. We're gonna definitely have some playthroughs on this one.
Yeah, we're gonna see how the game goes. I don't know if I don't know. You've played Dungeon Saga, and we were told that it's just about the same, but more polished, a better. You know, the second go round is always a little bit easier. So maybe you'll have to take the lead. Skim the rules and
yeah, we're gonna be playing co-op for sure because there's only two of us, so there's no point in having a Nexus player against. We're gonna play it co-op, so we'll let everybody know how that goes, and we'll take a short musical interlude. We'll clean this all up, and we'll come back with the crazy box. That's the crazy, crazy times.
Yes,
we'll be back
into the chopper. And welcome back to the unboxing episode for both Star Saga and Crazy Bobby's Crazy Box, the yearly fantastical adventure that is the random box of, what is it, that's just miscellaneous sci-fi stuff throughout the
month. I don't know if it's just sci-fi, I think it's everything, this one.
Oh, this one's throughout, oh, okay.
Because it's the big one, we got the big one. And it does say on the side of the box, in a little sticker, Crazy Bobby's Crazy Box of Craziness. And the people at the post office were very... I don't know. I think they may have put it through an extra X-ray to make sure it wasn't drugs.
Dogs may have sniffed this box.
And it is covered in Mantic tape, which we do not own. We just slid it open. I have yet to look inside.
No, we have not looked inside.
There's a slip. I'm not going to look at it because it might tell you what's on it.
Yep.
There's a lot of bubble wrap.
A lot of bubble wrap. That's a lot of stuff in there.
Yep. First thing looks like... Let's just take a picture in the box.
Yes,
here.
before we. Oh, look! There's some green plastic down there. What's green plastic?
That's probably Dungeon Saga stuff.
Oh, I hope it's lizard men.
Okay, first thing we got some elves, an elf sprue of elf spearmen. It looks like elves,
which could be Khaleesi if you really squint. just squinted a little bit.
We've gotten this before in Crazy Boxes. They must just have a crap ton of these, this sprue just laying around their place. Cause for, I don't know, we've been buying Crazy Boxes for what, 4 years? Something like that? And these always come in it.
Well, speaking of always coming in it.
There's the next one. Yep, it's the, good old Orc, Command Sprue. We've done so many, Orcs from this Command Sprue.
That comes in every Crazy Box, that Command Sprue.
Once again, they must just have a lot of these guys. They're the original Warpath Orcs. Next, we have another Orc Command Sprue. You can never have too many. And then after that, we have some... Oh, this time it's Elf Archers. So we're so far you're halfway through to a Kings of War elf army.
Yeah, yeah. If you really played with the numbers a bit, you could get a couple units.
Well, that's a cool weapon. I've never seen that one before. It's like a batleth.
I'm telling you, yeah, it's a Khaleesi.
That's a new weapon. Maybe this is a newer sprue than I remember because I don't remember that weapon ever before, or it always fell off before. Okay, there's a couple more sprues in here. We got Skellington's, Jack. Skellington Spearmans. Oh, and they got swords and stuff.
I have about 30 of those sprues.
Oh, did you get that from Pat? At Adepticon last year gave us some stuff. But look at the undead dog, though.
Yeah.
That is cool.
And there's something I would use for a base of some sort. It looks like a open alien sack, and there's a rat in there. So there's stuff, but...
Lots of swords. Like there's a lot of cool things you can use for weapons, too.
But how tiny those models are, I could not be asked to paint all of them.
They're skeletons.
I could not. I built a few, and I was like, no, I'm not doing this. This is...
And we got another one. We got two of those. Yep. Two of the Skellingtons. Is this one different? I think it is. Yes, this one is different. This is the one I've seen before. Because this one doesn't have the dog. That's why I was confused. It's a slightly... This is the one I've had before. I think these are like revenants or something, I think, technically. Does it say anywhere on it?
Don't know.
Made in England. Undead... No, it just says undead skeletons.
Undead skeletons.
What's the other one say? They both say undead skeleton, but they're different sprues!
But they're the same thing, so it doesn't matter. Oh, what's that?
We got a big box. I think this is the, we got the, this is the exclusive.
Eeny, meeny, miny, mo, the Negan Walking Dead...
Yes, the diorama where he's about to smash someone's head in. No spoilers. Although in the back it does have a spoiler because they have a smashed head for the one character who gets his head smashed.
So you could make it a before and or after. Yeah.
That's pretty gruesome.
That is gruesome.
Okay. Want to start just grabbing stuff out of there, Jack?
You want me to?
Sure. Grab something and we'll start opening stuff.
Okay. So.
There's many little miniatures in here.
Some Obi-Wan Kenobis and a Yindage in a little pack that we get those a lot too. In fact, we could probably make a strike team of Yindage already. Never mind once we get that guy in there.
Yep. There's never enough Yindage and Obi-Wan Kenobis.
When the Rebs get a Warpath army, we'll be all set.
Oh, we got the Judge Dredd dressed. What are those things? Martians from Mars Attacks. But he's dressed like Judge Dredd.
What?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yes, it was a exclusive miniature, I believe.
I wonder if we have a friend, a precocious young lad who's really into Mars Attacks. I wonder if he has that one.
I'm not sure, but we'll pass it on to him because we don't play Mars Attacks. What else we got in here? Oh, a classic. Another thing that you always get in... crazy boxes is the original Marauder. What are they called? Raptors.
Raptors. Yes. Yes.
They're the trike bikes that they have. We haven't seen this in a while.
They make fantastic just scenery, like just to put down for cover. They look nice. They're part of the. But maybe we'll have to start mounting some people. Eventually, they've got to be in Warpath, right?
They're in Warpath already, I believe.
So
we got some once again some dead Marines and a dead. Martian.
Yeah.
You've seen this before too?
Yes, that came in the crazy box that I bought, so.
Get some more out of there, Jack.
Okay.
There's a lot of baggies in this box.
I'm picking up this one with the green one on there, and it's,
It's from, it's all goblins, I believe, from, the Green Menace from Dungeon Saga.
Oh, so there's little tiny goblins in there, some taller ones, there's a giant with a club. It's a whole thing going on in here.
Yep. So if you ever want goblins.
You know what? Maybe I do.
I think I have more of them too. It's hard to see through the bag, but we're not going to open it because it'd be just too many goblins flying over.
I think so. I think so, because some of them are pretty tiny. But I did enjoy, painting the one miniature that we had that, you made me paint because I broke. And we have a, Martians. A bag of Martians.
Mars Attacks.
Yep, with little...
It's almost like they're trying to get rid of all their Mars Attacks miniatures because they no longer have the license or something.
But you know what? I think that that the beta Mars Attacks list that's floating around, having some Martians to throw on the table just for fun would be fun. would be a pleasant little diversion from the norm.
Grab away.
Okay, I'm grabbing. What is a?
Oh, I think he's a pilot for the Big Stompy Robot. I don't think we got a Big Stompy Robot, but we have the pilot for him.
We have a pilot, and you know what? There's plenty of things you can park him on and make him look like he's enjoying his ride.
Yeah, he is pretty calm for being in a big, giant, stompy robot. He's just sitting there at his control panel.
If that's what he is, then okay, we got some
Dreadball bases. Not like we don't have 1,000 of those, but they do make good. We might be able to put, maybe we'll put the mines and stuff for the dungeon saga on those bases, because we do have a lot of them in there.
For Star Saga. Yeah,
for Star Saga. Yeah.
Next we have, I don't, what is that?
I believe this is a Sorek.
Is it?
Yep, it's a Sorek. I think it's 2 Soreks.
Well, there's a Yindage in there.
Is there a Yindage in there too?
I see a Yindage in there.
There's a Sorek arm right there.
Okay, so it's a Sorek and Yindage combo?
It's a Sorek and a Yindage combo.
That's good, because Soreks are awesome and the Yindage are fun, so. Next we have the Flaming Cows.
Oh, Flaming Cows from Mars Attacks. Jack, you've never painted up a Flaming Cow.
No, I have the Flaming Cow, but it's pretty low on my priority of things that would work in Dead Zone.
You never know. They might be on some world.
Maybe.
Oh, we got another sprue.
We got a sprue of...
Dwarves.
Look at the size of them.
They're dwarves.
Yeah, but look how giant they are. They must be a newer Kings of War...
They don't look that giant. No, that's an old sprue from Kings of War, but they're not that big, I don't think.
Yeah?
If you put them next to a real guy, I don't think they just look bigger, because they're one-piece miniatures there at the bottom.
Compared to the one I just did, that was the Warpath miniature from.
No, I see what you're saying. Yeah, they're like big heads.
They're far nicer. It's someone.
Oh, we even got some hair.
No, I think it was just a trailing of plastic. It looked like a hair.
Because we did one of the crazy boxes. We do get hair sometimes.
Sometimes. Okay, I'm gonna dip my hand in here. Yeah. Like
another sprue.
We got ourselves a sprue of. I don't know what that is. It says.
I don't know what that is.
Made something in China, new. Mantic Entertainment. It's got bows and arrows. Oh, it looks like goblin archers.
Goblin archers, neat.
Looks like there's something missing from the center.
Probably an archery bow. It's probably in the box. It probably just broke off.
Could be.
Goblin archers, that's neat.
That is neat.
I have to say, it's something that we haven't got before. Little goblin heads.
I think that's one of the first things that...
Look at the heads. I like how they work, because it's like plug into their spines.
You know what? They would make delicious hobgoblins.
There is rumors of hobgoblins.
Rumors.
Oh, bigger sprue.
Bigger sprue in plastic. What is this? That looks like demons.
Yep, could be.
Look at the little Satan head there.
Yeah, this is for Kings of War, what are they called? Abyss.
Yes, Abyss. Yes. Those would be fun to paint.
Well, there you go. You can paint them.
Well,
oh, yeah, there's satires and...
They
cool shields. Look at those shields. Nice square shield.
They are fiendishly...
Oh, look at the little goblin.
Like a little familiar of some sort.
Yep. Keep dragging.
Keep pulling. Oh, well, there you go. Plague dogs.
Never can have too many plague dogs. Jack has about 80 of them now. This is the old school. You like the old ones, too.
I love the old ones. The new ones, I wasn't... The new one I had...
Not a fan.
I don't know if it was a... molding issue or something. His legs were all crazy. I didn't care for any of the new version of the Type 3s or the dogs, but those are the old school. Those are nice. Okay, next we have...
Jack's just like swinging in there and grabbing stuff now.
Guess what? More plague dogs.
Oh, that's you're getting some plague dogs.
I might just have to go to Adepticon with plague dogs.
Just all plague dogs?
Because we're getting there, and I would love to do that.
That would be funny.
I couldn't bring my modified ones from, what was that, Zombicide or whatever it was.
Yeah, you got a bunch of different ones. Because early days, we didn't have enough plague dogs. Imagine the early days when we didn't have enough plague dogs.
Now we do. Oh, and it's some dwarves, but I can't tell exactly.
That's
they've got the machine gun with the...
This is another classic one that always comes in the crazy boxes. The, what are they called?
Steel Warrior Specialists, probably.
Yeah, I think that's what they are now, but they used to have a different name. Yeah.
They've got the leader. Magma gun and...
You painted up that leader once, I think.
And,
dwarves.
Next, another small, might be the same thing.
Jack, you're really good at picking the same thing twice in a row.
I'm not looking.
No, he's not. He's just throwing his hand in and he just keeps grabbing.
Next up we have, the same thing.
Well, 3 sets of dwarves.
Anyone need that? There's a, There's two or three strike teams of worth of dwarves right there.
That's right. You need Steel Warriors or Steel Warrior Specialists? There you go.
Yes. And if you're going to Adepticon, we'll just give them to you. Here you go. We have enough.
Place your order.
And we have...
Oh, more... oh, no. This is the Marauder. Marauder Goblins and
the Goblin Sniper with the Marauder...
just a...
Commando?
Commando, yeah.
Yeah.
Is it a leaping sniper? Nope,
no,
it's crouching sniper.
Crouching sniper.
Better sniper.
Okay, and I reached in again, and now it is some Plague Type 3s.
Original, OG.
OG.
He's going to be worth something eventually. Or is the one with the sword that uses as the leader?
You can put them with your 90s comic books and your Pogs.
And your My Little Ponies. Oh, what's that? Oh, that's the guy. We got a Blaine from
Mars
Attacks.
Yes,
which is good because you can never have too many Blaines.
And the one that I got from the last Crazy Box, he's a statue now. So
yeah, that's good. We also got another thing that I think that young Andrew is looking for is the guy on the jetpack.
A jetpacked human from Mars Attacks.
Well, so far Andrew's going to be making out pretty good from this Crazy Box
if he needs them. Yeah. Oh, and there's another Martian. It looks like the Martian leader.
He's got the cloak and his hands outstretched. There's still more baggies in here. I'm starting to just throw them. Oh, yeah. Another guy from Mars Attacks. Looks like one of the heroes. He's got a big gun.
Yeah, he's definitely Mars Attacks, but I don't recognize him.
I don't either. But he's got a big, looks like he's got a big alien gun, and he's
got a pistol.
Bruce Willis. That's who it is.
Okay, and next we have a Martian with a, like a Basento or Naginata or something.
It's funny, like I was saying, it's like they're trying to get rid of all their Mars Attacks. But it is giving us a lot of options for, if we do want to make a Martian army. Well, back to, the sniper and the commando again for the Marauders.
Yep. But can't have too many goblin snipers.
That's true.
You just cannot. And more Type 3s.
Yep, more Type 3s, same baggie.
More Type 3s, same baggie.
Can't have enough of those.
Plague Dogs.
Plague Dogs, that's our third set of Plague Dogs.
Can't complain about that. The same dwarf set. So that's what's... Four?
I think we have four sets of the dwarves so far.
And the Steel Warrior Specialists now, but they were called something else. Either way, they've got
yeah, I can't remember what their names
were. Weapon before. Options in them. Yeah. So. And that's the fifth of that.
Well, you're getting a Warpath army at this rate.
That is literally an army right there.
Yeah. What's that? It looks different.
That is different. That is definitely a Marauder Commando. He's got the cap and the...
At least it's a different one. It's not the same sniper one.
The ball cap and the... And we have a lone guy just floating around on the bottom. A lone girl floating around the bottom. I think that's a Dreadball... I don't know about
it. Oh, ref. Yeah. She's a ref.
You suck, ref. You suck.
Just a, random ref just floating in the box.
Put your glasses on. Marauder Commando.
Yep.
Yindish. Yindish Sorak combo. Oh, here we go. We have the Marauder or the Plague weapons team, the pointy guy with the mortar, and a Plague Swarm.
Oh, Plague Swarm. We need another Plague Swarm. That's actually something we in this box. It was an expensive Plague Swarm, but we needed that.
We did need that because I, in a fit of rage, made one Plague Swarm out of the two, so we only have
one. This Plague Swarm looks different than yours, though.
That's because I cut off all the stupid googly eyes from the slugs, and I got rid of the rats along the bottom.
Oh, so that's why it looks different.
That's why it looks different. Mine are popping up out of the ground. Yeah. I shouldn't have done it, but I did. There's another commando.
Marauder Commando.
Yindish and Obi-Wan Kenobis. So that's the second one of those.
Yeah.
I think we must have like seven or eight more new Yindish now.
Coming down to the wire here.
Yeah, we're getting the last couple.
Oh, nope, there's still more underneath there.
Okay. We have a Mars attacks with a hatchet in the top of his head, looking rather disheveled, like he's not happy about that hatchet stuck in the top of his head. We have some Asterians.
Oh, is it Asterians?
I believe so.
Yep, there. Yeah. Black Talon, actually. Black Talon and some, recognize the Black Talon base. And also we got those dwarves again. That's about seven of those sets of dwarves.
Yeah, if you ever thought, you know what, I needed some dwarves, and then fear not.
And lastly, we got a adventure pack for Dungeon Saga, the Black Fortress, which I think we don't actually have this one, so it'd be interesting. We don't play Dungeon Saga that much, but it is an adventures set for Dungeon Saga. Well, there you go.
There you go. Now, how much did that cost you?
It was $150, and I feel like it really wasn't worth it.
For us, it wasn't worth it.
But, like they said, there was going to be one big thing in it. For us, it was the Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Moe set.
Yes.
That's the collector's item there.
And that was probably, for someone who's got the Walking Dead game, would probably be that thing that made them, you know, squee!
Yeah.
Yes.
For us, really, there wasn't too much in there that excited us, unfortunately.
A plague swarm. Some plague dogs.
Yep.
That I was excited to see, and
I was hoping to see some kind of vehicle.
Yeah,
A halter or one of the planes. Yeah. Well, it's a thing to unbox.
Yeah, I saw someone had gotten three tunnel runners in there. So ours.
Yeah, they saw who it was going to, and they screwed us. No. It's the chance you take with these crazy boxes. Sometimes they're good, and sometimes they're bad.
That's right. And it's probably bad as relative. If you are just starting out and wanted to get into the Mantic line, you have some awesome looking demons there.
Yes, not enough to make an army though.
No, but just to make a miniature for role playing.
If you wanted a dwarf, start a dwarf warpath army, you're about halfway there, I'd say. You definitely have enough of the steel warriors. Technically gold now.
I would say that we could paint those up, and the vehicles we got from the warpath, some of those tanks.
Yeah.
You could feel the, I couldn't, you couldn't force me to paint all those dwarves. I'm not a fan of painting the dwarves, but.
Andrew, you're gonna be getting a lot of Mars Attack stuff if you want it. That is for sure. Other than that, I think that does it.
Yeah, another unboxing.
And happy holidays to everyone. Hope you got good stuff under the tree. Hopefully Santa was good to you, if you believe in that stuff.
Yes.
If not, hopefully you got good deals on Boxing Day.
And enjoyed some time with your family during the holidays, and just everyone just be safe out there.
Yep. Until next year, I've been Rod.
And I'm Jack.
We'll be back in January for Dead Zone the Podcast. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Dead Zone Podcast. I have been your announcer, William Randolph Wintergreen. Visit the website, deadzonegame.podbean.com. Email your hosts at deadzonepodcast@gmail.com. On Twitter, you can follow the show at Dead Zone Podcast. The Dead Zone Podcast is a production of Vinland Old Time Radio Productions.